Take your Bible. Turn to Joshua chapter 23. Joshua chapter number 23. Verse number 1, the Bible says, "It came to pass a long time after that the Lord had given rest unto Israel from all their enemies round about, that Joshua waxed old and stricken in age. And Joshua called for all Israel and for the elders and for the heads and for the judges and for their officers and said unto them, I am old and stricken in age. And ye have seen all that the Lord your God hath done unto all these nations because of you. For the Lord your God is he that hath fought for you. Amen. Behold, I have divided unto you by lot these nations that remain to be an inheritance for your tribes from Jordan with all the nations I've cut off even unto the great sea westward. And the Lord your God, he shall expel them from before for you and drive them from out of your sight. And you shall possess their land as the Lord your God hath promised unto you. Be ye therefore very courageous and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that ye turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left, that ye come not among these nations. These that remain among you neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourselves unto them. But cleave unto the Lord your God, as ye have done unto this day. For the Lord hath driven out from before you great nations and strong. But as for you, no man hath been able to stand before you unto this day. One man of you shall chase 1,000. For the Lord your God, he is that fighteth for you, for he hath promised you. Take good heed therefore unto yourselves, that ye love the Lord your God." I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, if God be my help, on this thought: a challenge to the children. A challenge to the children. As we look at this, the book of Joshua, and the book of Joshua is a book of new beginnings. As we see the people, for the people, God, we see the people, God, going into land that God had promised them and taking possession of it. Amen. They had wandered around in the wilderness for 40 years, and they're ready to claim their possession and their inheritance. Amen. As it was promised to them. Now watch this. As it was promised to them from God. Amen. Praise God. I won't say God's made us promises. The Bible says exceeding great and precious promises, and God will fulfill every promise down to the very letter. So we see in this chapter 23, Joshua's traveling, and he's traveled a long ways with the tribe of with Israel. And he's come to the place and the point, he says in verse 14 here, and he said, "Behold, this day I'm going the way of all the earth." Amen. So he's saying, you know, "I've come a long ways. I've been there. I've brought you this far." He said, "But I've come by way of all the earth." He said, Joshua realized he was stricken in the years. His strength was failing him. I praise God. But he said, I'm going the way that all the earth goes. But praise God, I want to encourage you before I go. Praise the Lord. I want to give you a little bit of encouragement. Praise the Lord. He said, he proclaimed them the protection of God, the provision of God, the promises of God, and how it all originated from the very hand of God. Amen. If there's any help today, that's where it's going to come from.
Amen.
Amen. We can do a lot of things, and we try to do as much as we can. But I want to say, if there's anything going to be done, it'll have to be done by God. God's the only one who's able to do all things and do them well. So we see Joshua here, and he's talking to the people. He's getting them ready, and he wants to challenge them. And I see here in this text I read in your hearing, Joshua challenges them with three challenges that Joshua gives to his people. Amen. The first one Joshua gives them is to be courageous in the Word of God. Amen. We see that in verse number 6. He tells them to be courageous in what has just... He said, "Be ye therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that's written in the book of the law of Moses, that ye turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left. You know what Joshua's telling him here in the Bible? He's telling them not to compromise, amen? There's a whole lot of people today, a whole lot of so-called church people that want to compromise the Word of God. We want to compromise what thus says the Word of God. But Joshua's saying, be courageous in the Word. He said, just stay with the truth and believe the truth, because the truth would make you free, amen? That's what the Bible tells us. And if we want freedom, and we want peace, and we want hope, and we want all the joy that brings, we just got to stay with God. We just got to trust God. How many times in our Christian lives have we gotten situations, and we got in circumstance, and we just didn't know what the final result was coming? Praise God, but we just kept our faith in the Lord, and we just kept praying without giving up. Glory, hallelujah. And God come through again. What he's done before, he can do it again. So Joshua's telling him just to be courageous and just keep the word that God had given him. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we'll just stay with God, God will stay with us. Amen. Yeah, preacher, how do you know that? Because he always has. But I'm a perfect example. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've tried my best to stay with the Lord, and the Lord's always stayed with me. He's never forsook me. Praise God. I've never had to go without. Everything I've ever needed, he's met. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, he's went above and beyond everything I could ask of him or expect. Praise God. He's done his. I haven't always done my part, but praise God, he has. Amen. Amen. How many times have you failed him? How many times have you let him down? How many times have we done that? Praise God. It was contrary to him, but yet he's never failed us. He's never let us down. He's never quit loving us. Glory, hallelujah. He's stuck right there with us, closer than a brother. Every time, praise God, we need him. He's always there. Amen. He's always there. Praise God, I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? But he said, listen, he said, just be courageous. Take courage. Be very courageous and just stay with the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. See, they knew the Word of God. They knew, Joshua knew that they knew the Word of God because he had elaborated it to them. Amen. He also knew that they knew the God of the Word. Amen. Now, there's a lot of people that know the Word of God. Now, stay with me. They know the Word of God, but they don't know the God of the Word. There's a big difference in knowing the Word of God and knowing the God of the Word. A lot of people say, well, preacher, I just don't understand that old King James Bible, praise God, because it's spiritually discerned. If we'll get to know Him, we'll get to understand what He's saying to us. Amen. It starts making sense. We don't have to change it, praise God. And we just begin to understand it because we understand Him. Amen. See, what we have a problem with, you have a problem, I have a problem with, is we try to understand ourselves, and we're past understanding. Amen. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad I get to try and understand my God and love on Him, praise the Lord, and I'll let Him figure me out. Amen. He'll have a whole lot better chance of figuring you out than you will. Because the Bible said we're fearfully and wonderfully made, and we're made by Him. Amen. He knows how we are. So we see, praise God, that they knew the Word, praise God, and they knew the God of the Word. So Joshua was excited about that because he knew that, and Joshua had brought him to where he was. Joshua's success came from him following God, keeping God's commandments, doing what God asked him to do. It's not that hard to do what God asks us to do. Amen. When we dedicate ourselves to following God. See, they had a promise. They had a promise in a promised land, praise God. And Moses had laid it on Joshua to get them there. Amen. It was his assignment. So Joshua, praise God, his success is attributed to his obedience to the commandments of God. Just following after God. Amen. And then Israel's victories, praise God. Now you say, well, preacher, Israel won all their victories, all the matter because they was a warring people. Well, they were. The Bible says that Israel had mighty men of valor. They were fighting men. They were ready to go, praise the Lord. They was ready to put themselves out there. But they, praise God, it wasn't by their own might. It wasn't because they were warriors, glory to God. They had victory because they knew who God was. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hey, it's good to stand and fight. It's good to put effort into it. But the best effort we can have is just knowing who God is. Knowing, praise God, that we've got one that's on our side and we're on His side. We know who He is, praise God, and we're trusting Him to help us. Amen. Praise God. He can do a whole lot more than we can when we trust the Lord. So we had a challenge. Joshua put a challenge out to them. Amen. And the challenge was that he knew that they knew God. They knew right from wrong. Amen. I believe most folks today, well, they used to. I just wonder today if people really know the difference between right and wrong. We do if we know God. Amen. If we know God, we know right from wrong because He tells us. But we wonder why the world's in such a shape, because there's a whole lot of them that don't know God. If you don't know God, you don't know the Word of God, then you don't know what God says. So we have a hard time suffering whether it's right or wrong. Amen? That's where we come in. That's why we ought to be telling them, why we ought to be encouraging them, praise God. So he Joshua challenged them, praise God, that already, try to attain to more knowledge. Amen? Joshua wasn't encouraging them to attain to more knowledge, but he was encouraging them. Now listen, he was encouraging them to be courageous with the knowledge that they already had. Amen. Hello? Are you hearing me? Not to try to attain to more knowledge, but to be courageous with the knowledge that they had. Step out on faith. Say, Lord, here am I. Send me. Praise God. I know what You said. Lord, I know that You love me. I know that You care for me. I know the promises that You've given me. And Lord, help me to attain to those promises. To put my faith in You. To trust in You. Praise God. See, they wasn't a lack of knowledge. Amen. He said that they knew there's not. He said we need to be courageous in the knowledge that we have. And so Joshua's encouraging them. Joshua's concerned, praise God, not in the lack of knowledge, but that, praise God, that they would follow through with the knowledge that they had. Amen. Listen, it ain't so bad. It's not that we necessarily need a whole lot more knowledge to be a witness for Christ. Hello? But it's to follow through in faith with the knowledge that we have. I was thinking about that yesterday. A little bitty kid, like little Mia, when she got saved the other day, she can take what she knows, and she don't have a whole lot of biblical knowledge, but praise God, she can take what she knows. No, Jesus loved her, and He saved her, praise God, and take that faith, glory to hallelujah. And Joshua was concerned that people like that wouldn't take their faith and share what they knew. Amen. Little kid, I remember when I got saved. All I could do is wait to get home, praise God. I couldn't wait to get home, run and get on the phone, call everybody new, and told them I got saved. I didn't have a whole lot of knowledge, a whole lot of wisdom. I knew a little bit about the Bible. But I did know that Jesus had saved me by His marvelous grace. Amen. Our concern ought to be, church, is, praise God, we're not really taking what we have, the knowledge that we have, praise God, and being faithful with it. Amen. We need to follow through with the faith and the knowledge that we have. And as we do that, it's amazing how as we begin to do that, we begin to witness to others, God begins to grow us in His spirit. He begins, Brother Bill, to bring back those old verses we used to know before we got old and forgot them. Amen. They're still in there somewhere. Amen. We get the Spirit of God. We get the praising God, worshiping God, testifying for the Lord. And praise God, God will bring them to our remembrance. Amen. He said, we didn't have to take thought, praise God, what to say. He said, God would bring them out in us. Amen. So Joshua was concerned. He gave him a challenge. He said, to be courageous in the Word of God. So just stay with the truth. Stay with what you know and apply what God has given us. Amen. Does that make sense? Praise God, I believe every one of us can do that. There ain't none of us too old or too young to just take what we know and follow through with the knowledge, what we know about God. We know Jesus loves us. Amen? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Glory, hallelujah, that gets you to heaven. Amen. Take it and believe it, praise God. Trust in it, amen. Proclaim it everywhere we go. So Joshua, he said, be courageous in the word. Not only say be courageous in the word, but he said be cautious in the world. He tells them to be cautious in the world. Look at verse number 6. He said, be therefore very courageous to keep the and do the word that is written in the book of the law, that you turn not from not aside, therefore, to the right hand or to the left, that you come not among these nations. Amen. Now watch this. Verse number 7. That you come not among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, nor serve them, nor bow yourself unto them. Amen. So he says, listen, so what we got to do, you got to be cautious in the world. He said, the Bible says that we're in the world, but we're not of the world. Amen. We've been transposed out of it into the glorious family of God, and that's where we're supposed to be. And just because we've come into the land, just because we've got into our inheritance, praise God. Hey, listen, we may be like Israel. We may think we've defeated the enemy. We may come into a place that we're claiming our inheritance, praise God. But just because we think we've defeated the enemy, and because we think we have our inheritance laid up for us in heaven, we better not get slack on God. Amen. Amen. It's no place to get slack on God, praise God. We're to a place that we can just give God glory and praise. Bless His name, amen? Praise His name. Joshua was warning them here, praise God, to be cautious in the world. Amen, because he said it's what happens when we get caught up in this world, it's a gradual occurrence. He said most of the time it doesn't happen, Brother Robert, all at once. But little things start creeping in. If we ain't careful, we start making little compromises. And next thing you know, we've let the devil in. Amen? We've got to be very careful, praise God. And he said, hey, it's gradual, praise God. He said, it's very serious. We need to take it serious. Amen? But he said, because if we ain't careful, he's talking about them coming in and entering into idolatry. Amen? Entering into idolatry. Praise God. You say, preacher, how could we do that today? Our priorities messed up. Amen. Our priorities messed up and our practice ain't right. When we get our priorities and our practice messed up, praise God. And you say, well, how could we do that? It's when we start putting things, now listen, putting things before God. Hey, have you ever been in church and been there doing real good? God just to bless you on purpose, and you're running well, and then you get caught up in different things and family situations, life, and trying to make a living, trying to have a house, trying to have a home, trying to do a business, trying whatever you're trying to do, and all of a sudden you slide away from God. Amen. You know what that's called? Idolatry. Anything that we put before God is idolatry. Amen. It's an idol. It becomes our God. So if when we take our priorities, when we start practicing them, he said, then we've put God on the back burner, if you will. And then you say, preacher, how could we do that, praise God? Because idolatry today, as we see it, what about our time? Do you have time for God? Most people don't. Amen. That's what I'm saying. When we're building, we're trying to make. Listen, I'm guilty. I got caught up in making living, having better things, and doing better things, and getting things, praise God, straightened out and going and getting things lined out in this life. And I forgot about the most important part, and it was God Almighty.
Amen.
Amen. A relationship with my Heavenly Father, a relationship with my Lord and Savior, a relationship with the Holy Spirit. He was speaking to me, but I wasn't listening. Amen. My priorities, I was constantly telling him, well, Lord, soon as I get this straightened out. Got out of church several years. Amen. Two or three. Got out of church 2 or 3 years. And I was working on, Lord, I'm gonna, soon as I get back, but I tell you what, that night I was working on top, I was putting shingles on my little old shop, and I heard that church bell over at Mount Sheba ringing. Well, God began to ring down in my soul, and he said, son, it's been long enough. Amen. You've had enough time to do it by yourself. Why don't you let me help you? Amen. Praise God. I didn't come off that roof that night and get in, but Sunday I found my way back to the house of God, and I ain't been out since. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. That's been over 20 years ago. Almost 25 years ago, I guess you'd say. Praise God. And I don't regret a minute of it. I appreciate the Lord. Appreciate where he brought me to. Appreciate him for convicting my heart, showing me my priority, praise God, which is Jesus Christ, my Savior. And boy, it's been what a ride it's been. Amen. Praise God. Getting me better, ready to go summers. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see that he cautions us of the world. Joshua tells us to be cautious of the world, the nations. Be careful where you go, what you say. He said, you come not among these nations. He said, we got to be separate. Amen. Bible says, come out from among them, be ye separate. Hello? Not supposed to be like the world. Whereas the Bible says we're supposed to be a peculiar people. The world ought to think us peculiar. Amen? He said, these that remain among you, the nations. He said, neither make mention of the name of their gods. He said, don't even name their gods. Don't mention their gods. Don't say their gods' name. Amen. Somebody might think you're praising them or worshiping them. Amen. He said, nor cause to swear by them. He said, don't mention them. Don't get caught up in the nation. Don't get caught up in the nations. God, don't mention their name. Praise God. And don't swear by their God's name. Amen. And he said, neither serve them. He said, don't serve their gods. Stay away from them. Praise God. He said, nor bow yourself unto them. Amen. He said, definitely, praise God, caution fly. Don't bow down to any false gods. Don't bow down to any God that's not God Almighty. Amen. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Because they're the ones that make the difference. Praise God. Make the difference. So we have the time, praise God, that we give, and we have the residence of mind to hold on to the things of God, to think and meditate upon the things of God. We get to thinking about how good He is, and we get to praise Him for how good He is, and we get to thank Him for what we've seen Him do, and we get to praise Him for what we know He can do, and we get to shout and having us a time in the Lord. Amen. People may think you're nuts, may think you've lost your mind. That's all right, praise God. Just wave your hand to glory one more time. Say, glory to God, I'm crazy about Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. They might get the Cain Heppets and jump in there with you. Amen. Praise God. Bless His name. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about being cautious in the world. Amen. Your actions speak a whole lot louder than your words. Amen. Joshua was telling, he said, your actions, what you do in this world speaks a whole lot louder than what you say. You can say, I know all kinds of preachers say, preacher, I think I'm a Christian. It bothers me when they do that. I think I'm a Christian. Praise God. I won't tell you tonight, church. I know I'm a Christian. I know I'm Christ. Praise God. I'm working to be like Christ. Amen. Being a Christian, be Christ-like. And I'm working, praise God, to be like Him, more like Him every day. But our actions speak a whole lot louder than our words. A lot of people profess to be Christians, but they don't live like Christians. Amen. Praise God, our voices ought to speak what we are. Praise God. So He told them to be courageous in the Word of God. He told them to be cautious in the world in which they live. But He also said that we need to be consistent in the work for God. Look at verse number 8. He said, but cleave unto the Lord your God, as ye have done unto this day. Amen. But verse number 8, He said, cleave unto the Lord your God, as ye have done this day. For the Lord hath driven out from before you great nations and strong. But as for you, no man hath been able to stand before you until this day. Amen. The Lord says, hey, listen, who's brought you here? Praise God. It's been God, and God's here with you, and God will protect you, and God will help you to press further, just a little further. Amen. But he said that we got to be consistent in the work. Now look at this word here in verse number 8. The Bible says, but cleave unto the Lord your God. To cleave unto the Lord your God. Now you know what that means? To hold fast, to hold firm. Amen. But let me show you something about this word. Caleb, come here a minute, please. Will you help me? Come here, man. You're Caleb, ain't you? Is there any more Calebs in here?
I'm Colby.
Colby, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Colby. Here, beat me with that. Amen. Colby. I knew that. Amen. Here, hold that in your right hand. There you go. Now, when the Bible says here, when Joshua tells them to cleave, that word has two representations. It means to take and to get a hold of. And to hold on firm. Amen? Amen? And to not let go. Don't let go. Amen? Amen? But when he says to cleave and to hold on firm and to not let go. But what that word literally means is, praise God, he said, get a hold and hold on as tight as you can. And he said, if there's anything else from stopping you from holding on even harder, praise God, then he said, you put it down. He said, you get rid of it. So you take that's a hindering you and you put it down and you get a hold, praise God. And it said, no matter how much the devil tugs and no matter how much the devil pulls, praise God, you aren't going to have to let go because you've done cleaved to it. You done got a hold of it. And you're holding on to it. And you've done got rid of anything else that might have hindered you. And you're, praise God, in the hands of an almighty God. Amen. And there ain't nothing. There ain't nobody going to get you loose. Thank you, buddy. Amen. To cleave. Joshua said, but cleave unto the Lord. I said the same thing in Genesis chapter number 2. It said that Adam, a man and a woman together and said they become one and they'll cleave one to the other.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, it says that husband gets a hold of that wife and he holds on to her and anything else, all those other family things and stuff, they're not the priority more. He puts them on the back burner and he holds on to that wife for dear life. Amen. God said we're supposed to cleave. He said if we'll hold on firm and he said we'll just keep on hanging on, praise God, so we're getting rid of anything else that keeps us from holding on to God. Amen. He said, get rid of it. Amen. Kind of makes sense, don't it? Get that other stuff out of the way. Praise God. And he says this, he said, as you have done unto this day. He said, the reason you're here today is because you're cleaving to God. Because you got a firm grip, you got a hold, and you haven't let go, and you put down other things that would keep you from hanging on. Amen. God would get the glory. Praise His name. So He's telling the children of God. He said, as you have done unto this day. He said, so yet you've been living for God. He said, so just keep living for God. Now notice what He didn't say. He didn't say you need to start living for God. He said you need to keep living for God. He said, keep living with God. Continue living in faith in God. Amen. Cleave, praise God, to God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Be faithful. Be faithful. He said, cleave to God and to be faithful in cleaving to God. Amen. He said, over, get a hold of God with both hands and praise God and don't let go. Praise the Lord. Joshua said, be courageous in the world. He said, be cautious in the world. He said, pray God and be consistent in the work. And God would bless you for it. Praise the Lord. He said, for the Lord hath driven out from verse 9, from before you great nations and strong, but as for you, no man hath been able to stand before you unto this day. He said, God's done your fighting for you. Amen. Praise God. Just hang on to Him. Hold on to Him. And He'll continue fighting for you. God's still, He's still doing the fighting for the church. He's still fighting for you and me. He's still putting up, he's still fighting the battles. Praise God. He said, one man of you shall chase 1,000. Amen. Boy, wouldn't it be, don't that sound good? Praise God. One child of God that trusts in the Lord, praise the Lord, a courageous person of God can put 1,000 devils to flight. Amen. Praise God. You say, preacher, you believe that? I sure do. Amen. Listen, hey, I've pulled up and drive away to some of your folks' houses, praise God, and you couldn't, I couldn't catch them if I wanted to. Amen. They go flying to the garage, or they go flying out the back door, flying through the woods. Amen. To get away. Praise the Lord. But you know that always amazed me. They do that, praise God, when they're lost. But then when you get saved, praise God, and they get to want a relationship with God, you get to talking, praise God, you'll see them easing in there, to, you know, out of the kitchen, into the living room, and get finding them a chair and easing up there somewhere where they can hear it all. Amen. Praise God. You say, what do you do? Just keep telling it, praise the Lord. Just keep loving on them and loving the Lord, praise God. Just tell them how much Jesus loves them. Praise God. 1,000 put to flight by one. For the Lord your God, He it is that fighteth for you as He hath promised you. So He says, take good heed, therefore, unto yourselves. Now watch this. That you love the Lord, at capital L-O-R-D, that's Jehovah God, God Almighty. Amen. That you love the Lord God Almighty, your God. Bless His holy name. Ain't you glad you love Him today? Because He first loved you. Amen. A challenge to the children of God. A challenge to the children. A challenge to me and to you. To you and to me. From God Almighty. Amen. A challenge. Praise God. Be courageous. Stay with the Word. Don't compromise. Be cautious in this world. Amen. Don't get caught up in the shenanigans of the world. Praise God. And be consistent in the work of God. Just get in there and cleave, hang on, and don't let go. Because there's a reward in heaven for all the saints of God who stayed faithful to Him. And Jesus said in Luke 18:8, He said, when I come, will I find faith when I come? Amen. He wasn't talking about saved folks. He's talking about faithful folks. The Lord says, when I come, will I find faithful folks at the house of God? But more than that, He said, will I find faithful folks at your house if I come to visit you? Amen. Praise His holy name. Stand with me tonight.